Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, famed Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. It is about 7:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pardon me, here in a beautiful, lovely, but chilly Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 4:35 a.m. Pacific Time and about 25 minutes till 2 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. And before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. As you were the last time we came out, but I'm sorry, guys. Well, no, actually, the last time we came out was last Saturday, the day of the fight, and we were 2-2. It was 4 on that day. I know we did not get the fight. The rounds did not go over and went to the scorecards. And we lost another one that day. But we got, I want to say we got Anthony Davis's points that day. And we had the hockey game going over the Western Conference Finals, wasn't it? We had them going over 5.5, even though they hadn't gone over 5.5 goals the last time they met in 2020. Remember that? I think that was the show. But the archives are there for you, right? But anyway, we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses anyway. We keep going. And I've got 3 for you today, okay? We got some hoop and 2 baseball action. 2 baseball games. Right? Let's start with the baseball. Starting at 7:20 p.m. Eastern. On the all times Eastern on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. We got the Philadelphia Phillies going to Atlanta to take on the Braves, all right? Used to be Fulton County. Then it was, I forgot the name, Braves Stadium? No, it wasn't called that. Who knows? They just knocked it down, and then they, you know, now they got SunTrust Stadium, SunTrust Bank or whatever it is, Stadium. But anyway, the Phillies are playing the Braves. Okay, you got Aaron Nola of the Phillies. 4-3 on the season, 4.31 ERA and 1.07 WHIP. And he's going against Dylan Dodd, who's 2-1 on the season, 6.46 ERA to 1.83 WHIP. You know, I gotta be honest with you though, that's all that shit is high. All that is high. And he's, you know, but the Phillies got some lefties that are pretty good hit lefty pitching. Bryce Harper, obviously, and not the catcher, Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber. Hell, I should know that. He's from here. You know, and yeah, and like I said, I love the Braves offense. You know, and I think that this might be a slugfest, because even though Aaron Nola is, 4-1 with a 3.42 ERA and a 0.93 WHIP in his last 7 starts, I don't think that's going to matter today, because, you know, every now and then you got to, you know, slip up, and this be the game you slip up against this potent Atlanta offense. I'm going to take Atlanta on the money line. They're almost even money at -104. All right, Atlanta on the money line, -104. All right, then we're going out to we're going west coast it a little bit. We're going to Seattle to take where the Oakland Athletics take on the Seattle Mariners. Okay, J.P. Sears of Oakland, and that's at 9:40 first pitch, 9:40 Eastern. J.P. Sears of Oakland, 0-3 with a 4.99 ERA, 1.15 WHIP. I like the WHIP. That's not bad. But he's going against Logan Gilbert tonight. Well, you know, Seattle's offense, but Logan Gilbert's the starter for Seattle. 2-2 with a 3.81 ERA, 1.00 WHIP. Okay. J.P. Sears beat us last time we took him out. It might have been last Saturday. We took Chicago, or not Chicago, Houston and beat them, and Houston won, but it didn't cover. Well, J.P. Sears, he owes us, and he's going to lose this one handily on the road against Seattle and Logan Gilbert. So we're going to take Seattle minus 1.5 on the run line, and that is normal odds, minus 110, all right? And then lastly, we got some hoop action, all right? We've got the Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals. Game 5, this will be Miami at Boston, okay? Now, Boston has not shot well this series at all. You know, Tatum, Brown, you know, none of them. Horford, nobody shot well. And Miami is a team that normally wants to play defense, want to grind you out anyway. They don't want high-scoring games anyway. And, you know, I know Jimmy Butler, other than last game, he's been going off, but that's just not really his game anyway, to just go off like that, 35 points and all that type of thing. You know, but I don't think that's going to happen today, tonight. I think this is going to be an offensive shootout because Boston has to come out of that, and no better time to do it than at home. So we're going to take this game to go over 215.5. Storm odds minus 110. All right, I'm expecting an offensive shootout. All right, so let's recap. Okay, 7:20 p.m. Eastern. Philadelphia at Atlanta in baseball. We're going to take the Braves on the money line at minus 104. Okay. 9:40 p.m. Eastern baseball. Oakland at Seattle. We're taking Seattle minus 1.5. Okay. And lastly, 8:30 Eastern tip off. We've got game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Miami at Boston. We're taking that game to go over 215.5, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. There's games to be played. There's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, all right? Content goes up there usually on weekends, you know, especially during the football season. Well, we need to start checking in more in baseball, but we've got the college football preview coming in late July. And then a couple weeks after that, you got the NFL preview. And so, yeah, we've got to do our baseball midseason review. All right. But there you have it. You got plenty of time to go get your action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous out there. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, there probably won't be a show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So tomorrow might be the last show of the weekend, just so you know. All right. But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. Until then, folks, be well. Peace.